As we continue discussing the Isser of Leisachmoid, Rabbeinu Yoina and the Shaar Tshuva says, Shaar Gimel, Ois Mem Gimel, says, Leisachmoid Beis Reacha, V'Leisachava Beis Reacha, V'Miyichsef Odom, Shiyimchaloi Chaveri Sodoi Kerema Echem Mechafeitzov. Somebody really wants that somebody should sell him something that belongs to him, but he has no desire to sell it. But if he's going to badger him, he's going to be embarrassed not to sell it to him. Also, you're not allowed to do that because it's as if you're forcing the person to sell it to you. So it seems from the Rabbeinu Yoina that the Isser of Leisachmoid is only when you force a person to sell you something that he doesn't want to sell you. However, the Rabbeinu Yoina continues, V'chaim l'chachas kol chayfetz, somebody who wants to get his hands on something, V'wish nichbad, if the person who's requesting this from you is a choshve individual, that it's difficult to say no to him. Also, you're not allowed to ask him for this item. Unless you're confident that the person is going to give this item to you very happily. He won't be upset in giving this to you. So from here it says, it seems, that you over loisachmai, that there's a difference in who you are. A regular individual is only over loisachmai if you forced him to sell to you. Everyone else is over loisachmai if you force him. Even a regular person is only if you force him to sell to you. An ish nichbod is over loisachmoid if you force the person or you create him an uncomfortable in that atmosphere that he's going to want to have to give it to you. However, the Shaal Tshuvos Eretz Tzvi Simen Gimel Ois Vav quotes this Rabbeinu Yoina, but he says that the Irmi Emes said that this opinion of the Rabbeinu Yoina is a Das Yochid. That the only time you're over Loisachman, as we've been discussing in our previous year, is only in a sase where you force him to sell to you. And this that the Rabbeinu Yoina says you shouldn't force somebody to give you something is only a midas chassidus. But it's not something that the halacha, that you're oivim b'deraisa loisachmoid. However, there is somewhat of a raya from the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Mitzvos HaKotzer that he holds that is the Isra of Loisachmoid, even by gifts. When he discusses in Mitzvah Mem, the Lav, Mitzvah Mem in the Loisa says, the Lav of Loisachmoid, he discusses the situation if you have a chosin who makes demands on his prospective father-in-law to give him something that they didn't agree up front that the father-in-law would give him. And even if the father-in-law ultimately gives him what he asks for, but if he created an environment of pressure that his father-in-law should have to give him, that already is considered loisachmoid. So we see, he says, that loisachmoid is even on a situation where he's giving it and still there's an isser of loisachmet. However, going back to what we mentioned in our previous year, he quotes the Mechilta, that the Mechilta says that loisachmet is only by koino umakna. So again, it seems that the Isra of loisachmet is only by something bought and sold. Shalalocha lemaisa, a person should certainly never force somebody to sell him something that they don't want to sell. That everybody agrees is loisachmet. And furthermore, Rabbeinu Yoina holds that creating a situation of loisachmet, creating a situation where somebody's going to have to give you something that he really doesn't want to give you, is also the lav of loisachmet. I don't really have time to go into all the lomdus of all the other halachas that he paskins, but it's important to review some of the halach lemaisa that he comes out with. Let's say you try to get something that belongs to someone else, but not on your own behalf. You're doing it on behalf of someone else. You're trying to get someone's esrig, not for yourself, for your father, for your Rebbe. So he says you're still over the lav of loisachmet. And again, if we follow what we have been quoting in our shiurim from the chinuch, that what's the issa of loisachmet? Because this behavior of forcing someone to sell you something that they don't want to sell could create a very horrible consequences. So it doesn't make a difference if you're buying it, if you're forcing him to sell it to you for your own use, or you're forcing him to sell it to you for someone else's purpose, you have the same issue. Furthermore, he says, certainly, if you're forcing somebody to sell you something, that you should have it for your own family members, particularly family members that you're supporting, your wife or your children that still live with you, there's certainly loisachmet. If you're trying to get something for someone else, not your Rebbe or your father, not a family member, there he's not clear. What about if you have an object that belongs to two Jews? There is no Isser loisachmet. There's also no, there is an Isser loisachmet. The fact that it's owned by two people doesn't diminish loisachmet. However, there is no Isser loisachmet if by the object of an akum. And not only is there no Isser loisachmet by the object of an akum, there is no Isser loisachmet on an object that's owned b'shutfis between an akum and a Yisrael. There is no Isser of loisachmet. However, even though, parenthetically, it says the Betzela Chochma, even though there is no Isser loisachmet on an object that's owned by a Jew and a Goy partnership, there is still an Issa Ribbis by something that is owned by a Jew and a Goy Beshutus. What about a person who is over loisachmet, not in the sense that we've been discussing in our shiurim, where he forces somebody to sell something to him, where he forces somebody to give something to him, but he does it in his heart. He's jealous. I like that person's house. I like that person's car. Is there Isser of loisachmet? So he says that there is no Isser of loisachmet in such a situation. No Isser of loisachmet of loisasava. If you don't act on that impulse, there is no Issa of loisachmet. And in fact, I saw in the Sefer Cheshukei Chemet, a very interesting question. He says, someone has a chavrusa, who Baruch Hashem is a wealthy individual, has a very beautiful home. And the chavrusa, for whatever reason, can't make it to yeshiva that day. And because he can't make it to yeshiva that day, he asks his chavrusa to come learn in his home. But he knows that it's very, very difficult for him to learn in his chavrusa's home, because his chavrusa has this beautiful home and he's going to be jealous. Is there an isser of loisachmon and he shouldn't go to that home? Says the Cheshuki Chemet, as we've been learning, that the isser of loisachmon is only when you act on those impulses. Here, just because you're going to go to his home and you're going to be jealous and you're going to want to have such a home, it's not a good midah. It's not proper perspective. But it's not the issa of loisachmoid. And therefore, there is no, you should certainly go to learn. And it makes a very good point. He says, does that mean that a person shouldn't go to shul? Or a person shouldn't go to learn? Because maybe when he's walking in the street, he's going to walk by a very nice home and he'll be jealous that this person has such a beautiful home and he doesn't? Of course not. And in fact, he says a beautiful word from the Chofetz Chaim. He says, the Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph says, Yochel Yosem Odom Es Atzmoy Kilem After Divrei Torah. A person should make himself like he's a mute, that he's unable to speak for Divrei Torah. Kamashma, you shouldn't do that. What does the Gemara mean? He says, the Gemara is speaking about a situation that, let's say, somebody is going to learn, he's going to learn with his chavrusa, but he's concerned that while he's learning with his chavrusa, he may speak Dvar B'Talem, and not only may he end up speaking Dvar B'Talem, he may actually end up speaking Lashon Hara. And this is the Chofetz Chaim saying this word. So maybe he shouldn't go to learn. Says the Chofetz Chaim, of course not. He should certainly go to learn. A person has an obligation to learn. He should watch himself. He quotes a tshuva from the Leif Chaim, Chela Gimel Simcha Beis. Somebody was asked to give a drasha, and he is concerned, he'll say a great drasha, and it may cause him to become a balgaiva. So does that mean that he shouldn't say the drasha? Of course he should say the drasha, and he should work on himself not to become a balgaiva. Similarly, of course we're not supposed to be jealous of someone. But since, as we're learning in our shiur, the lav of loisachmo, you're not over unless you act on those feelings. And here he's not acting on those feelings, not forcing anybody to sell him something that they don't want to sell. So even though, of course, having this desire, being jealous of someone else is usur, so it's something that you should work on, but it's not something that should paralyze you. The Leif Simcha says a interesting vort. He says that the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that Saras Adibris. So the Gemara says that after every Dibur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the whole world, Nesmali Kol Olam, the entire world became full of that Dibur. Ask the Gemara, if the entire world became full of that Dibur, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him the next Dibur? So, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out a ruach, a wind from Gan Eden, and it caused the first Dibur to pass, so there should be an ability for him to say the second Dibur. So, he says, it's very interesting. It was very deliberate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Loisachmoid as the last Dibur. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to accomplish, Kaviyachol, with Asafah being the last Dibur? That all the other Diburim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that, we learned them, and we're going to follow them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, so to speak, an expert on human psychology. And he knew that the hardest thing for a person to conquer is lo sachmoy v'lo sasava, not to be jealous of what somebody else had. So that dibur remained in the world, that we should always work on ourselves, never, ever to be jealous or to want something that doesn't belong to us.